Fans, this is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. We're going to go back to the Giants' first year in San Francisco. It's July 11th of 1958. It's a Friday night at Seal Stadium. It's summertime, probably a little foggy and cool that night as well. But the Giants are in the midst of a 16-game homestand. That is correct, a 16-game homestand. It is game six. They are up 3-2 in this 16-game homestand. There are 10,216 brave souls out at Seal Stadium to see the Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Now, the day before, Bob, it's only a 2-game series, so the day before, Bob Purkey beat Al Worthington. Bob Purkey, the knuckleballer for Cincinnati, and Al Worthington, of course, was with the Giants for many years, and Purkey shut him out 4-0. So it's only a 2-game series. It's the Reds and the Giants. So here are the lineups in this one, and part of the reason I love these shows is just to go back and say these names. Johnny Temple, Dan Morihone, Frank Robinson, Walt Dropo, Don Hoke, Ed Bailey, Gus Bell, Alex Grammas, and Harvey Haddix. The kitten on the hill for the Cincinnati Reds, Harvey Haddix, who will go on in 1959 to throw 12 perfect innings against the Pittsburgh Pirates. All right, for the Giants, Philippe Alou, Darryl Spencer, Willie Mays, Ray Jablonski, Orlando Cepeda in the midst of a great rookie year, Hank Sauer, Valmy Thomas, who gets traded to the Phillies eventually for Jack Sanford, second baseman Danny O'Connell, and our good friend Mike McCormick, the young left-hander, is on the hill. Now, this is a year, a very interesting year of baseball, 1958. The Braves eventually win the pennant by 8 games over the Pirates and 12 games over the San Francisco Giants, but the Giants make their mark, so to speak, in San Francisco, but it is not a pennant-winning year for the local nine. All right, here's how it goes. In the Cincinnati second, Walt Dropo gets a base hit. A two-out hit for Gus Bell puts first and second. Alex Grammas gets a base hit up to center field, and number 24, Willie Mays, throws out Moose Dropo at the plate to end the inning. In the Giants' third, Danny O'Connell gets a double. McCormick sacrifices him. Alou a double, 1-0. Spencer a base hit, 2-0. Mays flies to center. Jablonski, he gets a base hit. It's first and second. Cepeda, it's a ground ball down to Grammas. He boots it. The run scores, and the Giants lead it 3-0. In the Giants' fifth, Mays a walk. Jablonski strikes out. Cepeda, base hit. It's first and third. And the old veteran, Hank Sauer, comes up. Sacrifice fly puts the Giants up 4-0, and they're feeling pretty good behind Mike McCormick. Now we go to the Reds' eighth. McCormick is done. 7 innings, 4 hits, a run. No homers, 4 walks, and a strikeout. For Harvey Haddix, he was gone at 2 2/3, 6 hits, 3 runs, a couple earned, and that was it for Harvey Haddix. All right, now it gets interesting. In the Reds' eighth, Johnny Temple walks. This brings in Marv Grissom. Thurman gets a base hit. Bob Thurman, an outstanding hitter, one of the first African-Americans, one of the first black players to play for the Cincinnati Reds. He ends up with a triple, makes it 4-1, and Frank Robinson from McClymonds High School in Oakland hits a home run, his 10th of the year. This is 1958, makes it 4-3. We go to the Reds' ninth. Ruben Gomez is in now. Pinch hitting, Don Newcomb for the Cincinnati Reds. I love Nuke. I saw him as a pinch hitter for the Brooklyn Dodgers in Brooklyn, one of my favorites. He gets a base hit. He was a great hitter. Eddie Mixes runs for him. Johnny Temple, a sacrifice. Frank Robinson, with 2 out, gets a base hit to tie the game 4-4. Wow. Now, teams are scoreless. We go to the Giants' 12th. Darryl Spencer, a double. Mays now is intentionally walked. Jim Davenport tries to move him over, but it's a force out of third base. And this brings up Cha-Cha, the baby bull, who will be unanimous rookie of the year. And Cepeda against Hal Jeffcoat, who used to be an outfielder, now he's a pitcher, hits one out of the park, a 3-run walk-off shot, and the Giants win the game 7-4. It's home run number 17 for Cepeda. He goes 3-for-6 in the game. 3 hours, 39 minutes. What a great, great game to see. Wow. The Giants go on to have a 12-4 homestand. They end up sweeping the Phillies and the Pirates. And they're just a game and a half behind Milwaukee. But, of course, Milwaukee then runs away with it to end the 1958 season. So in 12, the Giants win it 7-4 over the Reds. Cepeda that year, 38 doubles. He's the unanimous rookie of the year, 312, 342. He slugs 512. Wow. The winner is Ramon Monzant from Venezuela. He goes 5-7. Hal Jeffcoat, 4-5. He is the loser in the game. But this was one, I wish I could have been there to see this one. July 11th of 1958. Mike McCormick, a great game for him. Gomez blew the save in the ninth, and then Cepeda saves everybody in the bottom of the 12th inning with the walk-off on this Friday night. Wow, this was a good one. All right, that is another great game in Giants franchise history.